All right, guys, welcome to another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck. This is a solo one, no interviews. I just want to talk about today I came across an article, and those that follow me on Instagram will see it in my stories on Instagram, Gold Diamond Awareness Music. Not Gold the Diamond, just Gold Diamond, one D in the middle, Awareness Music, one word, follow me. It was basically about how China is taking the Christians and trying to, and they're going to basically rewrite the Bible to support a kind of a socialist philosophy. And for those of you, no offense to anyone here, but the Chinese government is very oppressive. And there's 1.2, 1.3 billion Chinese there. And it's very oppressive. They work them damn near to death if they'd let them commit suicide. I know that's dark, but they have suicide nets on the sides of the buildings so that they can't commit suicide. If you speak out against the government, they grab you in a van, torture you, kill you, harvest your organs, all that. I know I got really dark really quick, but those are facts. So it's a very oppressive government. On the surface, you know, they make, you know, these moves that really show, you know, that really are meant to show like, oh, we're just going to, you know, it's supposed to look kind of light and friendly. But if you do, if you ever speak out against the government, that's your ass. And in many instances, that's what the financial elite are trying to do in America and all over the world and put them all under one banner. Basically, the entire world is kind of the Chinese, the communist Chinese government business model is kind of the way that the financial elite want the whole planet to run. Now, so I came across this article that said that the Chinese Communist Party is basically rewriting the Bible to fit their philosophy, their propaganda, and that made my brain just kind of click into place that. I started thinking along the lines of astrology, and it's like, when was the last time the Bible or the last time spirituality was canonized? And it was like, it was around the time of Jesus. And the Bible was canonized, I think, once in 91 AD or CE, and then once in 300 CE around the time of Constantine, when he had his huge campaign of taking over, you know, much of Europe and the Middle East under the banner of the Holy Roman Empire. What I saw there was, oh, they're changing the Bible again to set the foundation for the next age. Now, I went to astrology because, first off, Christianity, astrology, all the Christianity and all the pagan stuff that nowadays Christians, they disdain and they put down was actually a fundamental part of Christianity in the original form of it. But in astrological terms, every 2,000 years or so, there's an age where I believe the North Star, where the Earth, I think the Earth is in one particular sign. And it's called the precession of the equinoxes. Precession meaning goes backwards, and so the zodiac is moving backwards. Instead of Aries, Taurus, Gemini, it's Aries, Pisces, Aquarius, and those are the last three eras or ages that we're told make up pretty much all of human history. They say we've only been here 6,000 years, and you know, and you're just seeing more and more evidence that that's not true. They're seeing pyramids that are at least three times as old as that. So, and who built those, you know? And to say that, you know, we're, you know, civilized man is only 6,000 years old, it's pretty ludicrous when, you know, you have civilized structures. But anyway, I'm digressing. So, what happened in, so the last, the age that we're in now, I apologize that I'm not really accurate on the precession of equinoxes. I'm actually going to look it up right now, what exactly that is signified by. But essentially, yep, there it is. Boom. See, that's the cool thing about, you know, being able to do a podcast like this. I can just search things immediately if I don't know them. It says, the precession of the equinoxes refer to the observable phenomena of the rotation of the heavens, a cycle which spans a period of approximately 25,920 years, over which time the constellations appear to slowly rotate around the Earth, taking turns at rising behind the sun on the vernal equinox. So that's what it is. Boom, gotcha. So where we're at now, or where we're approaching, is the age of Aquarius. So Aquarius is the water bearer, the inventor, the revolutionary, the system breaker, the rebel, all that. And so, but we're coming from the age of Pisces, which is the age of, you know, merging, hive mind, everything is one, everything, but it's too scary because, you know, I have too many insecurities inside of me, so there's a lot of overt division based upon emotional, colloquial bias, if you want to call it like that. Also, Pisces has to do with spirituality, meaning belief in something higher than yourself, whether it be for the benefit or the detriment of you and your collective society. So I'll have other associations with these signs. And then before the age of Pisces, there was the age of Aries, which is basically the age when the law of the land was brought into existence, you know, according to a particular, you know, particular sources that, you know, aren't really provable. But in the age of Aries, that was the age of Moses. And that's when everything, like the law of the land and the way people conducted themselves, was very, very strict. This is the way it is. Kill or be killed. This is the way it is. The law is like this. This, you know, we shake hands, we do this. It's very, very like black and white. There weren't a lot of, you know, blurred lines. Then Pisces was about creating a whole new belief system, and it's based upon pure fantasy. It's not rooted or based in fact. It's just based in pure fantasy, and people are completely asleep. They're just dreaming. You know, they're in a stupor. And Pisces rules basically a very intense sort of stupor. So the age of Aquarius, in many ways, could be an age of awakening or false awakening. Now, I could talk about the Christ and the Antichrist, but that's a whole other thing. So the age of Aquarius is also, Aquarius also rules, you know, the internet and very innovative forms of technology. So basically, where Pisces, you had, within Aries, you had religion as kind of like, this is just the way it is. You know, it's not about just believing. It's just, it was about, this is what it is. This is how it works, period. There isn't belief. This is just how it works. In Pisces, it was about believing and having a very strong belief and devotion to whatever you call God. And then in the age of Aquarius is, it can believe in God, but it's more like a cosmic version of God instead of a father God or a daddy God. And in many ways, Aquarius may be completely atheist. Basically, technology could become the God because it's logical. And Aquarius is a very logical sign. So when I see this, China's rewriting the Bible, and then if you really do your research, which is pretty naked now, what's going on with this financial elite, global financial elite, they want the entire world to have the business model, because government is a business. It's not even, that's not even figuratively speaking. It literally is a business. And the business model of the Chinese Communist government, I'm not downing the Chinese. It's the people that are in charge that are way up at the top, the elite up at the top, that don't really have the best interests of the people at heart. the business model is, and the whole world needs to run like this. People need to not question, you know, what people on top say, even if it's not in the best interest of the people. So with them changing the Bible, it's basically in the instance of, or in kind of in the same spirit of Elon Musk saying that we live in a simulation. It's like every age is a reboot of consensus reality on this planet. So that's kind of a way to look at it. It's not, that doesn't have to be the way, but that's a way. And so what is the most fundamental form of that programming is, or at least in the last age that I can see, is through religion or Christianity. And so back in the day, you know, at least, well, 1,000 years ago for sure, people could not read. You know, after the Dark Ages, the systematic destruction and purging of all the spiritual and esoteric knowledge that made people enlightened and made great societies and created, brought all these awesome philosophers to the fore, especially, you know, 2,000, 3,000 years ago when you had Greece popping, you know, getting all their information from, you know, Kemet, or most of it, you know. In you know, 1,000 years ago, most people couldn't read because the language of the time was Latin, and only the priest could read Latin. So the priest could make up anything that he said God needs them to do. And back then, the church was the political power. So this separation between church and state is almost arbitrary because, well, the church doesn't have that much power now, but it didn't have that much overt power. But it definitely had incredible power back then. It was the president, the king. You know, the king had to go to the church and be like, "Hey, can I do this? Can I do that? I need you to." The king used to go to them. So that's how it worked back then. And anything you needed the people to do, you got to go to the priest and say, "Hey, man, I need you to preach this. I need you to do this." And the priest and the priest class was, they were on it, and they programmed the people. They said, "God wants you to do this." And the people, they didn't question it. And after the systematic purging of all this knowledge, they didn't know anything. They couldn't even read. They were completely illiterate. And so this is the age of Pisces, which is kind of like Pisces is kind of, you could say, forgetting. Pisces could rule forgetting, meaning for like the intense forgetting of your spiritual birthright, your power, everything, and just going into a dream state. And by 1,000, it definitely was locked down. So what we call the Dark Ages wasn't just random and just out of nowhere. And that's something I really had a problem with as I started to educate myself more and more, is that the Dark Ages was it's not just, oh, all of a sudden people just didn't know shit. It's like, no, it was a systematic purging of esoteric and exoteric knowledge that benefits humanity, and purging it from the public forum, because a lot of, you know, one thing that I have come to understand is that you don't accomplish goals without focus. And so over the course of these millennia, I believe it's been one force that has been working against humanity for a very, very long time. And that's how you have, you know, the world the way it is now, and people just aren't hip to it. But as the ages shift, the whole society reboots. Human thought reboots. It just reboots. It's just what it is. Because now in Aquarius, it's like technology is the god now. And the Bible is going to, you know, be rewritten to support. And basically, that's why I say the church doesn't have the overt power, meaning it has the psychological power in each and every one of us, regardless. If I was raised Christian, so that's still a fundamental program within me. And I don't want to down Christians, because it's like I support anybody's right to practice the religion that they want to practice, as long as you're not trying to, like, shove that on me. How, Christianity really is the fundamental base of even politics here in America. And in many cases, socialism is kind of like the antithesis of that. And even though my personal feelings about religion is that, you know, on a personal level is very useful, but on a collective level, more often than not, it's not as beneficial, you know, to the evolution of human thought and really exploring things that are exciting and that progress us all as a species and realizing that we're all one people. But that's just my viewpoint. But I respect people's right to practice the religion that they want. So, rewriting the source code for the next 2,000 years, this is why you have a lot of political elite on the face of it. What you can see, what the media is going to talk about, you're going to see a lot of them making decisions that are not in the best interest of the people, that are not the will of the people. And they're just going to be aggressively moving forward with this. Why? Because the agenda is to rewrite the source code. The code that we have now is outdated. That's why society appears to be declining into decadence. And what's really happening is it's a changing of the guard. It's the fish. The fish are handing over the baton to the water bearer. And with that, you have a financial elite that's basically trying to intercept that transition and our ingress into Aquarius and control the way that we perceive our own reboot or evolution into another age. And so that's something I find extremely intriguing and important with this rewriting of the Bible. They'll probably try to rewrite every other piece of religious text, but I think that I don't have an intrinsic problem with religion. I just think that people need to understand that God is within them, and God isn't, you know, somewhere else. God is within you, and the more that you understand and appreciate that, the more that, you know, life becomes, you know, peaceful. The more peaceful life becomes, and you're not trying to solve all the wars in the world by trying to make everybody else believe what you believe so that it can be peaceful. It's like you're peaceful within, and so the world is peaceful without, that you personally can perceive, and then you start moving in the essence of what we call God. God is being. God is everything that you see around you is God, without judgment. So that's what I believe, quote unquote. So yeah, that's pretty much how I wanted to kind of break it down. And you know, you got to be hip to the idea that there is a financial elite. I mean, at the end of the day, if you have the bank, you can make the political moves. You can make the moves in the medical industry and the entertainment industry. So I just say financial elite that you don't see. So you got to be hip to the fact that this financial elite is moving against humanity, and it doesn't have to agree with your personal logic. Just because you wouldn't do something doesn't mean that this financial elite wouldn't. They are very focused, very determined on shaping the minds of countless future generations, and you know, just this Bible change is a very small microcosm of what I'm definitely seeing happening. So understand, they're not working for you. They're actively working against you to enslave you. And let me know if you have any thoughts or questions. Please like this podcast. I tried to do it earlier today and then it didn't process, so I'm hoping it processes now. And I love you guys, all right? And stay tuned for another episode of I Have No Idea What the Fuck.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.